Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating political tensions and incidents of intimidation and violence targeting opposition supporters ahead of the August 23 general elections, just over a month away. Three opposition CCC members, Elisha Mekki, Simbarashe Bakasa, and Tawanda Nyakuchka, who are charged with public violence, were denied bail by a Chitungwiza magistrate this afternoon, while two others, Emmanuel Chinoera and Simba Nyandoro, also in custody on similar charges, were set to file a bail application today, according to CCC. The party is condemning their arrest, saying instead they were the victims of political violence after they were attacked by ZANU-PF thugs, quote-unquote, while putting up posters in Ward 22 in Chitungwiza North. In a tweet, the party led by Nelson Chamisa said the accused are actually victims of both the ruling ZANU-PF party and a selective application of the law, adding the real perpetrators of the violence, who are ZANU-PF members, are roaming free. Incidents of intimidation and violence have also been reported by the opposition in areas including Mashonaland West, Mashonaland East, and Masingo. In other news, police say they have opened an investigation after the surfacing of an audio recording allegedly featuring ZANU-PF MP and Tourism Deputy Minister Barbara Rodzi, a candidate for Chirumanzu South, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for defacing posters of CCC candidates. Rodzi, if it's indeed her, calls the police officer stupid and a dog, even asking him, "You think CCC will win?" quote unquote. Studio 7 reached out to Rodzi but was told she was in a meeting. Police also say they are investigating the violent attack of Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu by alleged ZANU-PF supporters during assignment in Bulawayo yesterday. Lee Chonanjani Zimbabwe Omuhle, namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo Live Talk, The Connection. Sixoxa ngokufuthelana osokukhona elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Kulamalunga ebandla le-CCC abikwa atshaywa ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF eChitungwiza kodwa kwaboshwa wona. Alelwe isicelo sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla. I-CCC ithi abantu laba batshaywa kabuhlungu ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi benamathisela amagwaliba okukhankasela ukhetho. Basebebotshwa besetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Imbiko yokufuthelana okunje kanye loDlakela isibhahile kakhulu endaweni esifana leMashonaland West, Mashonaland East kanye laseMasingo. Kolunye udaba, amapholisa athi asevule uphenyo phezu komeli weChirumanzu South edale lePhalamende walilunga leZANU-PF unkosikazi Barbara Rhodes, ongumsekeli njalo kaMphathi Ntambo obona ngezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe, yena obikwa ephume kwenye i-audio esenkundleni zokuxhumana ethethisa ipolisa elalibophe ilunga leZANU-PF elalidabule amagwaliba e-CCC okukhankasela ukhetho. Nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk The Connection tiri kutarisa nyaya dzekuvhundusirwa kwevanhu uye mhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu. Nasi kune nhengo dzeCCC dzanyimwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekusungwa dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita mhirizhonga kana kuti public violence. Asi CCC inoti nhengo idzi dzakarohwa zvakaipisisa nevatsigiri vezanu PF dzichiisa macampaign posters ndokuzosungwa panzvimbo yekuti kusungwe vatsigiri vezanu PF vakanga vadzirova. Mune imwewo nyaya mapurisa anoti ava kuferefeta mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nekushanyirwa kwenyika amai Barbara Rhodes, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka mupurisa akanga achinzi asunga nhengo yezanu PF yakanga yabvarura macampaign posters ebato reCCC. Munhu anonzi ndiamai Rozi ari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera pamadandemutande achiti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu uye vachimubvunza kuti ari kufunga kuti bato reCCC richakunda here musarudzo idzi. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the preparations for elections due in a few months. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by opposition CCC Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist and supporter Archford Guvuriro. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a live talk. Let me start off with Uma Mlotshwa. Mamlotshwa, we saw members of your party today accused of public violence being denied bail by a magistrate in Chitungwiza. But your party is saying actually these are victims of political violence which was perpetrated on them by ZANU-PF. They should not be in jail. Instead, ZANU-PF members who beat them up should be in jail. What's your take on their denial of bail today?
Good evening to you. I would want to ask any ZANU-PF person, what's your take on some of you being beaten and thrown in jail? It's not normal that somebody attacked and was thrown in jail. The attacker should be in jail. That is an obvious thing. And we expect the attacker to be in jail. And it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF uses selective application of the law and ZANU-PF uses the court to clamp down on opposition.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Guvuriro. The same question. Members of the CCC were denied bail today, and they're accused of public violence. But the party says, actually, these are victims of violence who were beaten up by ZANU-PF members of your party, who should not be in jail. And instead, members of your party are the ones who should be in jail right now as we speak. How do you respond?
Yeah, and the next thing I'm going to do is respond to the question of the people who are in the country. Because if you want to have the opposition, you are busy to create a name. Like if you have a social media, you can have an engagement, you can have an energy, you can have an English and PFR member of the community. But if you have a question in Zimbabwe. So when we people see, when we talk on the Zawo, the Gutuva Nurwana Pachavo, the Zira and English and PF. Then when it comes to the bill, Koti tare rine mutongo kuti una kupa munhu bail kana kunyima bail zvichidependa nekuti iwewe mataura ako kudzi wataura uchi zvakamira sei matex ako mira sei kana kuti mapuri akusunga akanyora kuti kudii pamafomu aya anenge achinzi anorandidza bail kuti ritore kana ngachawo manyepa rupawa nevanhu vetriple C vakapara mhosva dzavo vakuda kunyenyera ZANU-PF kuti ZANU-PF ndoine vanhu vari kuita mhirizhonga. Isu kuZANU-PF hatina mhirizhonga yatinoita kuti president vedu vari kutokurudzira kararo munyika kusvika maenzi apera.
Tinotenda tiende kuna Mamlotswa. Itinotenda vaguvuriro Mamlotswa uyamuzwa uguvuriro yakhuluma lapha uthi lina abe-CCC liyaxabana lilodwa bese lidonisela abantu bezano phakathi abangelani le ndaba zenu uthini ngalokho
thina kula nto esixabanisayo thina in fact sasingabantwana bezimbabwe abafuna utshintsho utshintsho esilufunayo angeko lasixabanisa into ekhona into emgceke into e-experience la i-journalist yemidlolo ukuthi abantu bengasikipa sezanu izinto ziyaphambana umuntu angene esideni ahambe tshaya abantu emakethi yakobulawayo into eyenzakala broad daylight singabuza namuhla ukuthi bona banamajaha kaithisi u-anastasia ifoni namhla bangaphi yibantu abaphehla ibhesha abaphehla i-violence uyakwazi ukuthi ngiminyaka ophelileyo ku-by election ematobo satshaya thina ngabantu abazele emash west mash central bezositshaya ethala kiti lemathekeleleni sase sihlaba nezibhana izimota leziyana sazimemezela lizibona kumavidiyo zinobuso buka-edim nangakho zibhaliwe ukuthi ZANU-PF zase zimota ze-CCC isikhathi bani so esikubonayo ukuthi ama-court ngawe ZANU-PF amapolisi ngawe ZANU-PF esikucelayo or esikufunayo yokuthi we build very strong institutions in Zimbabwe i-institution engakhethiyo ukuthi noba ungubani yikho thina ibizo isithi citizens coalition for change thina singabahlali bezimbabwe sifuna sibambene sitshintsho asifuni i-violence i-violence into yokucina esingayifuniyo ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi the moment kusenzeka i-violence anyway loba kungotshaye uba kunguyi-victim ucina ubotshile why would you do that why would you want ukwenza into enjeni okwevidiyo kamutodi le ekhulunywa kutwitter yokuthi vele bajwayele abantu labo ukuhola njalo besihlukumeza abasiyi-chance upresident wabo uyakhuluma ukuthi akube le-peace the same time kube nguye futhi umpheko wedeshi akungitshela ukuthi umuntu omdala ongakanamayadi ongafuni lokhu khanda likagogo wakhe kusho ukuthi kuthi mina bebodwa becathile bathi tshayani abantu be-CCC lize libaqede sizibuhlungu ngokuthi ama-amba zethu akahlukunyezwa adinayo ibheyili. You know, singakhuluma sizesikhulume langoshobgal ukuthi ungaphi namuhla ama-instances like kuqala asofuthi kokucina ukuthi nxa izame ukuphiyeswa kuma-elections basise ngaba bakhontesta bodwa. Kanti why vele kuzahlala kuhlaselwa sihlaselwa nasesonke sabaseZimbabwe. We need to build this country ungala violence. We need to build this country peaceful. This country is not done here. This country is Zimbabwe and it belongs to us, the Zimbabweans, the citizens. Yeah.
And Ms. Mlotshwa, I'm sure you had a chance to listen to an audio circulating on social media allegedly of ZANU-PF MP Barbara Rhodesy shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for allegedly defacing a CCC campaign poster. She calls this poor police officer a dog, an idiot, and threatens to deal with him. Clearly, that's a case of abuse of power, if it's indeed her. And also, it borders on the issue of obstructing justice. I must say we reached out to the MP, Rhodesy, but the person who picked up her phone said that she was busy. But how do you respond to this whole saga and now the police saying they are investigating?
It is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Umagulalelisisa, I voice not yams. It shows you ukuthi abantu labacabanga ukuthi umthetho kumele u-aphekiwe. Yikho buze buzisisa ukuthi umbopheleni kumele kangawe uyabotshwa. So really answers the question of laba betshidunguzinti babephakathi ngakuya ngabo ngathi nayithi sodwa sibotshile nayithi esibotshwayo singenzanga lutho ithi ama-victims. Umthetho uselecala lokubopha umuntu olecala. Umthetho uselecala ngoba umthetho we-elections usivumela ukuthi one si-campaign. Second, i-campaign yakho ukuthi ifake ama-posters zoba yikuphi. Babona kukubiliwa kulilungelo la ukuthi badabule ama-posters ethu. Really, I am disappointed ukuthi one is a female, umuntu ongumama ozakhuluma ihlazo elingaka emkhakhini ngoba she thinks that by being a ZANU-PF member she can take away with anything. It doesn't make sense. Yikho ngithi mina abantwana beZimbabwe abakuveni ubuve ZANU-PF abakuqalisa namuhle abafake u-advocate uNelson Chamisa esihlaleni. Then we bring back this country to the sanity in this country. We need the sanity elizweni. We need to build a nation out of Zimbabwe. At the moment, we are just a polarized country. Omunye ucabanga ukuthi now they can get away with it. Ngibona abuthanise engasibambanisi.
Siyabonga Mamlotsha, qhubeka ubambile. Andizoke kwamuri vaguvuriro. Tikutaura nenyaya ya MP we ZANU-PF Barbara Rhodesy. Avo vari kunzwikwa mu audio iri kutenderera madandemutande apa vachiituka mupurisa vachiti sei asunga munhu weZANU-PF anga achipomerwa mhosva yekubvarura macampaign posters eCCC. Vari kuti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu haagoni basa rake uye vari kuti vachadhila naye. Clearly iyo ndeiinonzi abuse of power, ne obstruction of justice. Ma politicians afanda kunge achikanganisa mapurisa kana achiita basa rawo. Handizvo here vaguvuriro?
Ndiri kunzwa zviri kutaura ende tiwa kuZANU-PF tinorespekta mapurisa asi tichiendelana neaudio yamuri kutaura. Chandingataura ndechekuti mfumo wangu inini handikwanisi kuramba kana kubvuma audio iri kutaurwa kunzi ndiHonorable Barbara Rhodesy nokuti kana varivo ndivanokwanisa vachiva vakazvitaura, but inini semazira ndinoita ava vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vajaira kugara vachishandisa hurumende yakaichonaka yakaunzwa naMwari muZimbabwe yeZANU-PF kuri vave CCC vanokwanisa kuita maaudio vototaura kuti ringi nhingi zvita zvakadai zvototenderera, but asiriye munhu ari kutaura. kutanzi mupurisa anga chitaura uyu inhingi mupurisa but tina mupurisa nezero ini chandinga kumbira kuti ndizotaura nyaya iri zuva yanzi kuongororwa nemapurisa tamira mapurisa kuti achati shuwa iyi ndiva honorable Barbara Rhodes vakazviita kana kuti hazvisi nekuti inini ndinotoonawo kana vhidhiyo yomupurisa akanga ari kunzi akatukwa pafoni achi akachiita vhidhiyo chinato pati ndini konsepo nhingi ndakatukwa naonorable Rhodes ndinoshanda pakati pakati posi nhamba yangu ndeyakati ndingava neevidence yakakwana nokuti inini ndiri umwe akambovictimizwa nevanhu veopposition pavakaina kwese paya zvikanzi anga ariko akatauraya vanhu but inini ndamisiri ukwekwe ndamisiri kuchiredza so vanhu vanogona kungocreata manyepo
asi vaguvuriro dai ari manyepo dari manyepo ari pachena I'm sure honorable Rhodes would have responded by now and also I don't think the police would be commenting on a false claim because mapurisa ari kuti pa Twitter and I'm reading their tweet. The ZRP has taken note of an audio circulating on social media concerning the incident involving some ZRP Charundura members, allegedly with the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Honorable Barbara Rhodes. This case is now under investigation. Meaning, the way I'm reading this tweet, Panenyaya Mapurisa have reached out to the guy who was being insulted, who was being violated up. And from my reading, they got his side of the story. That's why they're even mentioning Barbara Rhodes by name and saying they're investigating.
Honorable Barbara Rhodes, varivo vaenda kumapurisa onoripota against the dissolution of character. Yekuti ndirikufanirwa manyepo nhau yakati yakati. Saka mapurisa investigate kuti abate culprit. Inini muri kuti dai vabva kuwekera Honorable Barbara Rhodes varisponda. Vachagadza press conference, veri kuti vaita press statement. Kuripunda kunosiyana, unoita press conference, dzimwe press statement, umwe unoita pa Twitter. Kumwanika kupolisa kuda kuti indiri kunhu zvakazvakazvaka defamation of character police investigator kana shuwa varivo vakazviita kusungwa kana vasivo pamacalprit saka inini maonero andiri kuita nhau iyi ndinoti nyepo ezvose zviri kutaurira hakuna zvakaitika zvakadaro honorable Barbara Rhodes munhu anotori nekunhu vanoziva kusoro mutezo vanotomirira nyika kumapurasitomu akawanda kunze kwenyika so havangamboitei zvinhu zvakadaro awa manyepo ari kungounganidzwa nevanhu veopposition sezvavanga vachiita kuti vari kuvataka honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuvataka honorable Energy Mutodi vachiti honorable Energy Mutodi vhidhi vari kuruva vanhu but tisiriwo
aaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
kunzi odio vaiaudio vaisa vhidhiyo vhidhiyo kaso nava kuti audio osawa manyeto hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kuzanpf maonorable members edu nemhengo dzese dzezanpf discipline ndokune vanhu vakaziva kuti mubumbi wenyika rinoshanda sei nemutemo wenyika unofamba sei nokurespekta mapurisa enyika.
Thank you there vaguvuriro. I see the difference between nyaya yamutodi neahonorable Rhodes ndeyekuti mutodi responded there and then. Zuro issued out a statement saying that he's taking legal action against those people who are accusing him of perpetrating violence. But this particular MP Rhodes has not responded. We even sent her messages on WhatsApp. A colleague did, but she hasn't responded. And also, clearly, Guburiro, I understand. Muri kuramba kuti ZANPF ine mhirizhonga, yes, and nyaya ya mairozi a. I think time will tell if mapurisa akaita ma investigations awo sekuvimbisa kwawo We'll see kuti kuchabuda chii. Kana vari innocent, she will be exonerated. But kana vachibatwa nemhosva, vachabatwa nemhosva. And nyaya violence also we saw yesterday. Activists in ZANU-PF regalia, otherwise ZANU-PF activists in Bulawayo, beating up a Studio 7 reporter, our colleague Anastasia Ndlovu. But the party never admits to such incidences and say, we are sorry it happened. It never happens.
I'm sorry. All those are my allegations as my evidence. We've got an evidence of a ZANU-PF supporter. Yagabe Garcia. PF said, it's wrong. I'm not in the opposition. Photo Rikabuda, Riki Tenderera.
Vari vanhu vakapfeka matisheti ezano vachirova vanhu muri kuramba kuti vanhu vezano madouble standards yayo. But let me go to
when you said in Zola, my brother, you're a presenter, when you said to say look at my double standard, it's no longer any
No. Those are facts. Madouble standards. If you are going to say kana munhu achirohwa akapfeka tisheti yezano munhu weZANU-PF, but kana vanhu vakapfeka matisheti eZANU-PF vachirova vanhu handiwo vanhu veZANU-PF. Madouble standards iwayo. Mamlocha, can you come in there before tichistart umlalesi?
Yeah, hayi funa kungena ngitsho ukuthi uyakuze of a case of a man who is on top by doing nothing. Blame everybody else. Who are teaching with people? I want to go fishing. Young, I have a book or still a man than the other thing, opposition. Always is in to learn what you say. You see, Prenumbu, or Silum, you see, really, Sagalay. Now, we are fighting for you as well.
Caller, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much. Mchibimbu nega. Let me speak in Shona, maybe it's fine for me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Panauye ye ma campaigns, my brother, Kurevanu, Yatrukunzwa and so on and so on. Zvinhu notibata isu samaZimbabweans zvatinoshuvira kuti kudai nyika yedu yakamira zvakanaka, vanhu vane freedom, vane kuzvisunungura pasina mumwe anoheta mumwe kana mumwe anorova mumwe. Ndiwo chikumbiro chedu chatinoshuva isu semaZimbabweans, because freedom kuratidzira kusununguka kwemunhu wese during the campaign issue yatinayo right now muZimbabwe. But unotoshamisika kuona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vari kutorarama, unotoshamisika kuti munhu ari muZimbabwe here, ni the way yaanobehavha kana maitiro avanoita. According ne handizivi kuti kamweya here kanouya during the election period kuti kanopinda mumwe munhu. Unoona munhu anenge achitambura all the time.
Thank you. Mtereri, unfortunately we have to leave it there. And our caller Tapiwa Gumbo has the last word. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guest, CCC Senator candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist Archford Kuvuriro. Thank you so very much. And also thank you, our viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tumamili Nkomo. Thank you.